Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, everybody. This is the At Large Technology Task Force call on the 26th of August, 2013. On the call today, we have Devin Antwerpsen, Olivier Crétin-Leblom, Bill Panis, Gwen McKnight, and Lance Hyde. I received no apologies for today's call. From Stasia, myself, and my president. I'd like to remind the audience to please see the names before speaking for inscription purposes.
Okay, thanks. It's Glenn's line. Okay. Well, I guess not, Natalie, well, I'm trying to see, is there a way to mute audio from the webcams? Oh, let me just share my webcam. Okay, is everybody hearing me now?
Yep.
Okay.
I can't hear anyone else.
Yeah. All right. So just confirm, Bill, Lance, Olivia, you're hearing me? I heard Olivia. Sorry.
Yep.
Okay. That's good. I heard you.
Can you hear me there?
Yes, I can hear you. Yes.
Okay.
All right.
Sorry, I just remembered I was on mute. I can hear everything via the phone. I can't see anybody or hear anybody via the actual conferencing system. The only thing that's usable in it for me at the moment is the chat session.
Correct.
This is Bill.
Okay, you have to enable your webcam.
I have tried that several times.
Mm-hmm.
Are you using one of those newfangled Linux machines?
Yes.
Well, I think this is Dave speaking here. I'm trying to figure out what's the best way to walk through this, all of this. Let me just talk to you about what are the key features I've noted so far. Right now everybody is a participant, there are two types of classes of persons. They have the regular attendees, and then they have the presenters. Myself and Natalie are presenters, meaning that we have we are seeing a lot more options available to us. We can see the entire list of participants. So right now we have, as Natalie said, pointed out, we have six persons, and Marie's trying to call in soon. We have a chat, and we have the ability to send a broadcast to everybody, chat to presenters to ourselves, or to a specific person. As an attendee, it's a very Spartan interface. You do not see a list of attendees. On the upper left corner, you can raise your hand. But you don't see a speaker's queue from the attendees' point of view. Somebody can demonstrate this now if they want to raise their hand. Right now I'm seeing no hands raised. I'm seeing Bill Tannis hands raised, and Lance Hines hand is raised, and then Olivier, which is going on and off, and they're just toggling it. So, as a presenter, I could just simply acknowledge you and say, Bill, you go ahead, and so forth. And then I could lower that person's hand if I wanted to manually. So that's the unusual thing about it. From an attendee's point of view, you don't really see the participants. You can't really even chat to anybody. You can't even chat between the participants, actually.
Mm-hmm.
I can see anything as a presenter. I can see anything to anyone.
Okay.
But what persons can do is that when they reply, they can send it to the presenters, and the presenters would see it. And everybody else should be able to see it. I think the default is broadcast to all. So, yes. Now, in the chat, there's a method by which questions can be flagged. So, if somebody asks a question, I could flag it, and there's a questions tab. But I don't think, I could be wrong, I don't think people are seeing would see this. So that's something that's only to the presenters. By the chat tab, there's like separate tabs for questions and one for answers. I'm thinking, let's see if I could do something here. Okay, I'm now sharing my applications. Let me see if I'm doing this right. There's no way for me to do like a screen controlling the screen, unfortunately. All right, ending that sharing session. I was just trying to see if I could have shown you my screen to do this. There's no pods or anything for setting up for seeing an agenda. So in that sense, it is free form as in Adobe Connect. Yes, I can show a presentation. So if I welcome everyone, I will click onto the next screen, and right now everybody should then see. This is a screenshot I uploaded. I can only upload presentations for Microsoft presentations and image files. I can't do PDFs or anything like that.
Can you do Word?
Huh? Sorry, question from Olivia.
You can do Word? No, you can do Word?
No, not even Word. Presentations, image files, like BMP, JPEG, PNG. Those are the only ones. I can also...
Is there a blackboard?
Is there a blackboard or whiteboard? Because each slide is an image, I could mark up the tools. I can now say, well, if you look here, I could mark up the tools and say, well, and if you look here, you could cross out that option and so forth. And let me just clear it. I could put things like, if you notice at this point here, I could put arrows. And so forth. So I can mark up each image directly. So let me move on to the next page. So we can do polls. This is a poll that was... So I think you all should see this as a poll. Should we have TTF calls every day? So if everybody will want to answer that question, I gave it. It's a kind of a graded response, what they call a graded response, and you click submit. So are people able to do that?
Yep, just did it.
Okay, so I can then skip to the results now and see what people think. Okay, most people disagree. 66.7% disagree. In fact, it's changed. Is this 25% agree, 75% disagree? So, I can insert and manage polls. There's an icon for me to insert and manage polls. I guess it's good to do it as part of a presentation. It's to do it on an ad hoc basis. You know, you have to type the question, insert the form type and all that kind of stuff. So it's not really it's not an easy way to get a temperature of the room. I think Glenn questions here. So how about managing time in a meeting? There's no managing of time. I mean, we could stay on this first slide forever, you know. So there's no counter or anything of that sort. It's just, a, like I said, it's just images that's being moved on to the screen here. This screen, is, well, this is when we were testing it out. Natalie was able to upload an image. What do you mean, Glenn, I think you have to clarify this. What do you mean by managing time in a meeting, each item in a meeting? Okay, this is Dave. There's no agenda as such. So, I mean, there's no agenda to walk through or anything of that sort. So it is similar to Adobe Connect where we can all join a room and just start talking and chatting and everything. So it's very flexible, but then there's no time management at all. It's up to the, you know, to the presenters to move things along and keep track of the agenda items and so forth. And again, there's no way to display the agenda unless it's part of the presentation. So, let's see. So, well, like I said, everybody's able to see themselves in the webcam. And again, to me, it's a very strange thing that you're not able to communicate with each other, other than broadcast to all. But let's see. What are the other, anything else I want to mention here? We can do video. So it only supports Windows Media Video, WMV, and the file limit is 100 megabytes. So that means any MOV files, whatever, that has to be converted. So let me just play a video.
Nice.
And yes, you would hear the audio from your computer. So you have to make sure you have to mute everybody's thing. Okay, it was just a 30-minute clip. It's from the part of the Windows samples. So yeah, it's obviously it takes time to upload, and so it's not something you would do, you know, during a meeting. So you would have to prepare it off before the meeting happens, upload the videos, and then it converts. Is there a standard featured slideshow? Da-da-da. Okay, Glenn, this is Dave again. When I say a standard featured slideshow, this slideshow was it. Let me go back to the previous slide. So we're just taking this default one and just modifying it, trying to add slides and so forth. And to answer Olivier's question, does it work with all participants? That's a good question. The video, I think, should play on, and everybody should have seen it. So, but it does use a computer audio and so forth. I thought the video quality is adequate. I think it appears a little pixelated to me, but obviously it has to... Yeah, there's a trade-off between quality and speed here. So, let me move on to the next slide. Well, we don't need to play the video anymore. What? You want to play the video again? Olivier? Okay, sure. All right, I'm playing the video again, so you may want to mute your speakers or your audio line. All right, the video is now playing. We see horses, we see birds, we see seals. So. But I mean, it's more. Yeah, I think more than good
enough. I'm seeing it. I'm seeing it in very. I'm seeing it in pretty good quality. It doesn't look pixelated at all here.
Oh, okay. Well, maybe that. Maybe it's adjusting it for the bandwidth.
Maybe I wonder. I mean, Lance and Glenn. I don't know what quality you've seen the video at.
The quality here is fine, and our connections are, well, now it's varying, but it was fine a few minutes ago. It's fine again. We're getting a lot more buffering because of our speed down here.
Mm-hmm.
Okay,
so it automatically adjusts the quality of it. Okay, that's interesting, and that's yeah. Good. I mean, it's visually, I can recognize what I'm seeing, and at least the video... The audio and the video appears to be in sync with it. So maybe to ensure that transmits well, it may degrade the video quality and not ensuring the audio and video syncs. So
yeah,
okay. And I mean it. And I mean we're doing
this
with the video and four webcam streams. Okay, go ahead. If you have a question,
Can you make one of us a supervisor so we can see the other features? Because it's kind of limited when you're
a presenter. Okay, indeed, I can do so. Natalie, could you? I think well, let's promote everybody to present to presenters. So you have to now go through every. It will take some time because what happens is that you have to now run a Java applet. And so we have to enable those permissions. So you're going to come out momentarily out of your webcam is going to disappear because you got to approve the Java applet.
Yeah, I'm seeing it now.
Yeah. Okay, I'm seeing just circles and all of you as you're all now being promoted.
Hmm.
And I should mention that this is potentially a downside. Well, not so much for participating, but I mean, you do need Flash. It's similar to Adobe Connect in that you do need Flash installed. But it also means that, well, from mobile tablet accessibility, it's a kind of downside because Flash is not going to be supported for much longer on certain mobile platforms, one. And, of course, the fact that you need Java put restricts it to, well, desktop machines. Okay, I see Bill has managed to come back in as a presenter. Da-da-da. You have to get permissions, so look, typically the browser will give up a warning, this code is not signed, do you want to run it, are you sure you want to run it, and so forth.
F0.
Ah. Okay, I see Glenn is now a presenter. Okay, so just waiting for Lance and Olivier to run the applet and then come back in.
It's running up.
I'm now downloading the conference.
Yeah.
I think it's time connecting to server now. It's doing quite a few things, actually, to promote you to presenter.
Yes, it does.
See, this is the thing. The move now is for a conference tool that doesn't have to do this. It's independent of downloading controls or anything like that. The mere fact that you have to do this to become a thing is not a plus.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, that's what I said. That I think Murray was trying to connect. Well, I think that's the reason why Murray is not able to connect. I don't think there's any way to connect easily from a mobile or tablet because you need Flash installed.
Right.
So first of all, that cuts out all of Apple's iPhones and iOS. Mm-hmm. And... how should I put it? I don't think for those running the latest smartphones, 4.3 on Android, I'm not sure if even Flash even runs on that anymore. So it's really for older Android OS phone that could, well, at least connect. And I don't know what the experience would be like visually. I'm thinking it would be okay because it's a very, from an attendee point of view, it's a very Spartan interface. You just have the chat on the left, the screen for the slides, and just three buttons on top, as I recall. I guess in a sense that's good because you can close off the chat or minimize the chat to the side so you have more space for the slides. Okay, for some reason Bill is now promoting. I think everybody else has promoted though. Glenn, Lance, and Olivier.
Oh, yep. A lot of things you can play with.
Yes, yeah, it's a lot. Yeah, it's a lot more busier. It looks like a traditional Adobe Connect room where you have docks and panels and so on. And you can move the panels around. So for example, to go back to the chat, I could click on the chat and right-click and say flag as a question. And for the presenters, that means that the presenters can keep track of all the questions. Now, the answers, however, and there's no way to pair the answers. So somebody could say the answer is, and you know, it doesn't make, you know, I could try gibberish as the answer, and then I have to flag that text as the answer to that question.
Mm-hmm.
So, answers, podcast all, send. And then I see question. So actually, in fact, you don't have to do anything in the chat. I can say, well, okay, Olivia, have you tried it again? I've now flagged that question as answered. And now that question then moves to the answered tab. So it doesn't really pair the answers as such. But I guess it's a good way of keeping track of the questions being asked during a call. So, when you're doing a presentation, like a webinar, you're queuing up all the questions, and then so the moderator could flag all the text as questions, put it in a separate tab, so that at the end of the presentation, you can then go through the questions one by one. Let's see, what else can we talk about?
Dev?
Go ahead, Lance.
I'm going through the process of being one of the presenters. Can you hear me?
Sorry, Glenn. I misidentified you as Lance. Go ahead, Glenn.
Okay.
Yeah, I can hear you.
I'm getting a login screen that's coming up saying asking for the conference phone number, access code, and passcode. And it will not allow me to go further. So did anyone else get that?
I think, when you were changing, where it said that you had, it should be FZ03 or something like that.
Yeah, I had a code. They gave me a 6ZNX, but I don't know the conference phone number or the access code. I'm assuming it's not our Adobe code.
No, it's
it doesn't reconnect you automatically? Because for me, it gave me a code. It said, if in case it doesn't let you in, then this is the code. And it gave me a different code. It automatically re-logged me in into it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, well, I'm seeing, I don't know what you guys are seeing. I'll let you know. I'm seeing the standard screen that was before. On the left is my chat. In the middle is the slide. And on the right is... starting with Olivier's casual look, me in the middle, Dev, and I don't see Lance anymore.
Correct. Well,
hey, that's the first time.
Yeah, because
go ahead.
Lance, you're going to answer?
In my case, in my case, I need to install a later version of Flash Player, so I'm currently doing that. So you're not going to see me until I do that. I'm doing that now.
Yeah,
okay.
And then you just click on reload webcams when you're done, and then it'll happen. It's
right,
a very strange thing because it worked to me as an attendee, but when I became a presenter, it asked me that the Flash plugin, I needed to update my Flash plugin. which is kind of strange. I thought it was a Chrome issue, but now I realize it's apparently something with the interaction with Java and Flash, I guess, with this. Because this conference control system is running in Java, and maybe there's some sort of interaction between the Java and the Flash that requires you to now reinstall again. I mean, ReadyTalk does have, I mean, I'm just going through the slides here. It does seem to have a system similar to Adigo, where we can integrate audio into the ReadyTalk system. There's an audio tab here from the presenter's point of view, and we can mute people and so forth. And it has its own dial-out system, so we can dial out to people and so forth. I mean, I don't think we would ever want to switch from Adigo, but I guess useful to note. Moving on to the next slide, in terms of the polls, there are 6 types of polls: the yes, no, multiple choice, single answer or multiple answer, free text, and a ranking poll or an opinion poll. So again, and it points it out here, you create your polls prior to the meeting. You don't try to create it ad hoc. We can do it. I click on polls under insert and manage, create a new poll. I don't think people are seeing this text though, because this is my Windows doing it. Select yes, no. And it's literally a single question type of poll, actually. So let me insert it in here. Close. Insert. Actually, I can't insert it. I don't know if it's because there's so many persons as presenters, actually. That's interesting. I can't insert it. But it's only for like a single question on that slide. And you can export it as a CSV afterwards. So again, it's good for webinars and so forth. Let's see, what else is next in the features? This does went through best practices. It would also record the audio if the audio was being piped in through the ReadyTalk system. So that's good. So it does create an archive. I believe it will create an archive of all the chat as well. Although I guess we'll find out at the end of this call. So we can share the screen. So I can share my desktop and so forth. And all presenters can do that. So, I see, yes, Lance is indeed back on the video. And I think the challenge is, of course, we can't have too many presenters, because then people will go crazy annotating and that kind of thing. But, Bill, I don't see you as a presenter though. Was it that it didn't work for you, or? And I believe I'm trying to figure out who's doing this. I can't see which presenter is doing this. But anyway, Bill, are you there?
Sorry. I tend to mute my phone because basically there's a lot of noise in the background. It kind of told me I could to be a presenter. I went through all of it, and it gave me the same thing I had before.
So what are you running right now, actually? Are you running...
I'm running Linux, Fedora 18, and I'm on Firefox. I've got the latest version of, what do you call it?
Java and Flash.
Flash on, and it doesn't seem to have a problem with that. It just doesn't seem to do anything.
Well, again, like I said, the conference, to be a presenter, you need Java for sure.
Yeah.
So, All right. So I think those are the key things. Yeah. Go ahead, Bill. You want to have a comment?
The Java applet did actually download and install properly. So don't know what's going on. This doesn't seem to want to. It either is not running, which may be a point, but it looks like it is. I just seem to have gone back into the normal one, the normal right. user mode.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Might need a clear direction from ReadyTalk in terms of the operating system and the browser they support.
Mm-hmm. This is Dave. Agreed. I think
it should work with Linux.
It should.
It should work.
It should. It should have, at least with those plugins installed.
Mm-hmm.
Boy, Glenn, you really are having fun with this. I assume it's Glenn doing the face.
No, it's not me.
No, it's not. It's Olivia.
I added a poll, and I'm just curious, and I was able to do the doodling, but I created a short poll, but it didn't pop up.
No, it's not doing it, which is strange. I don't know if it's because, how should I put it? I created that poll earlier with that ranking question. I guess maybe it can't do it ad hoc, like during a meeting. So you can't really get a temperature of the room, really. I guess you could... I guess it's geared for, okay, we just presented you this information. What do you think? Yes, no. And it's embedded as part of the presentation that's uploaded. You know, apparently you can't do it ad hoc in the middle of a meeting. Okay, I'm seeing somebody trying to share their screen. Okay, and we might...
Is that coming?
I could tell this is Glenn's own.
Yeah, it's coming out.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's coming up.
A bit slow, but...
Yeah, like that window to the right with the login came up a little bit, quite a few seconds after. But, yeah, it worked. Okay, well, I think we've covered both presenters from, so you've seen it from both sides now, from the presenter point of view and the attendee point of view. Oh gosh, now we're going to see the conference and a conference and a conference. Yes, please.
Wow.
Yeah, okay. Well, any particular observations you have? Let's go down the queue here. Olivia, I see you're shaking your head of some sort.
No, that's fine. I'm just looking. It works quite well. I don't know who's doing conference and conference and conference and conference.
I'm trying to get out of it.
Oh, boy. Okay. Well, my observations are that this, I think it's the real key case usage for this is as a webinar type system where a salesperson is contacting a group of persons, they run through slides, they run through videos, they collect questions from the attendees who could be dispatched, you know, and then, you know, so you can queue the questions and then answer them at the end of the call and then have a poll at the end of the call. It doesn't really seem to help in terms of work agendas, as in a working group. There's no way to do an agenda. There's no way to really do, there's no way to like step through agenda items and so forth. It's really, unless you're doing it as part of the slides. So, technology works on the desktop. I think if you're running Windows or Mac, you're not going to have much problems on the desktop. Once you have Flash, actually, I'm not sure if Mac Flash is supported anymore. Well, most desktops then, with Flash and Java. You need Flash to be an attendee for the for Presenter, you need to have Java installed. In terms of in presentations or slides, it can only import PowerPoint slides. Doesn't do doc files, PDFs, nothing of that sort. Video, the only Windows Media Video can be can played, which plays well, I must say. So I guess that's not a big issue in terms of video. You just have to convert the video beforehand and upload it beforehand. So in terms of...
Oh, I'm surprised it doesn't crash whoever's doing this.
Oh. Well, it shouldn't crash, really. But after a point, it becomes almost like incomprehensible to to control. From the participants, from the presenter's point of view, sorry, we do have a good wide overview of the room. You can see who's there. If you hover over each person, I believe, let me see, we could. Okay. Actually, we could, and not only can you share your desktop, you can grant control to a person. So again, this is, I think, it's really good for the sales type of presentation where you want to give, here, look, you try it, and you could then control the presenter's screen. So you can do remote control. It's not just sharing screens. You can do remote control here. From the attendees' point of view, it's a very Spartan, I don't know if Spartan is the right word. A very clean interface in the sense that you only have is a chat to the left, which you can minimize, and just slides. And you can only broadcast everybody. So I guess in a way, you can do a private chat, Lance. Yes, you can do a private chat, but as a presenter, not from an attendee. Yeah. So presenters have, as I say, it's like a God mode. We can talk privately to attendees. We can talk privately to other presenters. Or send it to individually, as a private chat. I'm thinking those are the key points here. I see, Glenn, you're trying to insert a slide here, some slides here, but obviously these are just image files.
Yeah.
So yes, you can install image files and during a meeting. The presenters can insert new images and so forth. Let's see. Well, any other thoughts, comments, questions, observations?
It seems to do the basic things that you're looking for in a conference tool. I would have liked to see a little more flexibility on the presenter screen, certainly in terms of being able to have private chats with fellow participants. That's one that would have been nice to see. Certainly on the presenter side, you've got a lot of stuff that you can do. Maybe that's the intent. Maybe if you're a participant, and you're there to listen.
That
might just be conceptual.
Sorry, Lance. Yep, that's
right. You're attending.
Well, 2 points there. The thing is also that the presenters can initiate a private chat to you, but you can't. I don't think when the attendee replies back, they could reply privately to you. So it's kind of more like you're whispering in somebody's ear, kind of thing.
Right.
Type of thing. You know,
right,
so the presenters could whisper in your ear and say, "Hey, you know, your hair is not combed or whatever," and you can't really reply privately to them. So in fact, it's a one-way type thing. The presenters can whisper to attendees, but the attendees are still, their replies are by default public. So you can't really do, it's not really private chat in a sense.
You can do that. So I don't know.
Well, the other thing regarding
again,
this is Dave. So just to say, does it come back to your second point, Lance, regarding the attendees? I think it's in a sense, it's really like it's ReadyTalk is great for the webinar type of sessions, where it's not really how should I put it? It's not really geared towards like intergroup working of participants as such. You're not really participating other than answering the poll or whatever. You're going to be given a presentation. You're going to see the slides. It does that. You can then do a poll. You can raise your hands. But in a sense, you're kind of disconnected from it from an attendee point of view, because I thought it was strange that you can't see a speaker's queue. You know? From the attendee's point of view. I thought that was quite unusual, and to me, I guess it just really shows that it's really just geared towards the presenters calling the shots on anything, on everything, and
right.
And just you're the attendees, you're not. It's like I said, I guess this is great for sales. Doing a demo with customers. Oh, you're a prospective customer about our product. So I think it's great for when the attendees aren't within a working group. If they are from a disparate, members of John and JQ public, it will work well. Oh, well, Glenn, I think you say you lost your webcam, but I'm seeing you.
Yeah, I had to play with it. I found it again.
Okay. Okay, Lance. All right. Okay, Glenn. Your thoughts, observations?
Well, I am concerned if the tool requires a lot of add-ons and features, and it alienates people in the process. I think there's some neat tools to it, but I don't want to get enamored with technology. I want efficiency. I like some of the features of it, but I think there is a little bit of work you got to do in advance to create the right polls and stuff. What I'm disappointed on is that it doesn't, in the agenda item where Lucid Meeting is good, you set times per agenda item, say 10 minutes to go over a topic, so much for discussion, and there's, I'm assuming this is true for Lucid, that it's a countdown clock that everybody knows how much more time is left or limitations. So this has its benefits, but it also has some detracting things. So I think if we can summarize it in our report from all of us, that'd be good.
Okay, thanks, Glenn. Okay, Olivier, any observations you wish to make?
Yeah, thanks very much, David. It's Olivier here. I'm still playing around with the system as it is. I'm a bit confused on some of it. For example, at the moment you've got some slides at the bottom of the screen, and there are three of them which ask questions. What is the limits of ReadyTalk? And then it allows you to provide, as a user or as a person, just one answer.
Correct.
And then it goes, what person has responded? And I can't see what the person has responded beyond that.
Okay. This is Dave. When you go to the slide itself, where the poll is on the right, what happens then is that you see on the right-hand side, you see the poll results. So for each of the slides.
I can't double-click on them to read them.
I know, it is kind of cumbersome to read them, yes. So it's not really meant for long-form answers. Let's put it that way.
Interesting. So what you can put your cursor on it, and then you basically have the beginning of the thing, and it just goes off your screen. So
at the bottom, correct. But this is Dave. There's a scroll bar at the bottom of that window, so to speak. If you go on the, look at the bottom of the answers, just before the slides, there's a scroll bar. So you can't scroll.
Even when you scroll right, it doesn't go to the end because it actually goes.
Okay, you're quite correct. Yeah. Okay.
So that's one thing. The other thing, when we're many presenters, I don't know who assumes control of the screen. So effectively, if we're all playing around with it, does it change other people's screens as well? Because I can see when I use this, I can see that I'm changing the screen, and then other people are changing the screen as well. So it's going all over the place at the moment. It's kind of, there's a struggle between people having control of the desktop. As a simple participant, you see, now I'm not doing anything. Someone else is doing something.
Right.
As a simple participant, I think it's a little too simple. Certainly the fact that you cannot chat from person to person or have a private chat is a bit of a problem. So it's a good tool probably for webinars, with just a one-way process. It's
correct.
A bit more of a concern when you deal with an actual working group discussion and a desktop.
Mm-hmm. I agree. Yeah, it is really
which I'm assuming is what we're looking for.
Yeah, and comparing the tools that we have here, when doing a webinar, certainly looking at the system, let me just try and get something that can draw.
Yep. I assume you're doing the green or the highlighter.
Yeah, I'm doing the green. The highlighter, yeah. So I'm in two minds about this. I don't think it actually has all the features that we would require if we're going to use it in a working group. Far from it. Just for webinars, webinars is okay.
Yeah. And you know, because all of these things are images, you can't really even like highlight the line cleanly or anything like that. You can't select text on this thing from the slides. It's not like a PDF.
Oh, this comes out as an image then, huh? That's just a
all
snapshot
of these things are images. Yeah.
That's a tough one.
So all of these things are as image files. So you can manipulate and draw whatever the heck you want on them, but. Let me see.
Once you've drawn things on them, can you save that with the drawing on it or with what's been highlighted or not?
I don't think so because...
No, I tried that. You can't.
Yeah, I don't think so.
Okay.
I tried that. You can't.
And then another thing, on Adobe Connect, this is Olivier again, on Adobe Connect, you're able to record a session. So later on, you know, you'll record the session along with the full screen and the movements and the things that are shown on the screen. In fact, the HRT2 has done that where we worked a lot off the screen, so the audio and the video and what's going on the screen on the desktop has all been recorded in one file. Is this able to record the session?
As far as I can tell, it would not do that type of... Hush, but that live recording of all the markups and so on. It will save the audio if the ReadyTalk audio was being done. And I believe at the end of it, when we get to the end of it, we'll see, I'm sure we'll see the chat captured, and the responses from any polls. Because, you can download the polls as CSV files and so on. Let's see, best practices.
Mm-hmm. Olivia, is your webcam on?
No, for some reason it stopped. I don't know what's happened there.
Yeah.
That's strange.
Webcam stopped, actually. That's just where my webcam stopped.
Yeah,
I think
but
what happened
it
was
seems
that
to turn
disabled
it off.
And then enabled. I can turn it back on. I know what happened. I think when the webcam was closed off for a second, it reset everybody. So...
Just in response to what Olivia was saying, I'm just looking at the slide on best practice on post-meeting. It says share your ReadyTalk recorded content using the Managed Recordings interface in Conference Center. So I think, Olivia, to respond to you, I think under that one slide called best practices, it implies here that you can record the content.
Thank you, Glenn. Yeah.
you're showing it here.
Well,
cool.
But this is Dave. I mean, I think what Olivier is talking about is the markups and so forth. I guess that's, well, hopefully at the end of this call we'll see it happen. And then we could decide, well, so if you could see all of the markups and so forth and underlines and so on. Well, we'll see. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. I think, well, we are past the hour, by the way. So, let's see, who else has any final thoughts here? Bill, any thoughts, comments?
One simple comment. Effectively, I couldn't use this thing, so all of the features that you were talking about probably are very good or bad, but I couldn't use any of them.
Mm.
So effectively, I could see things being done on the whiteboard. Webcam, when I tried to share it effectively, it told me it was sharing it, but it didn't do anything. I can't seem to get audio working at all as well, for the same reason. It's telling me it's there, but it's not.
Mm-hmm.
This may have to do with the simple fact that they may actually not support Linux in any way.
Oh, yeah, it may be that it's coded in such a way that that the plugins require Windows support.
I'd be surprised if they did that, simply because they are using Flash and Java as opposed to anything coded specifically for Linux.
Mm-hmm.
So
Linux would not
be the Firefox browser that I was using. That it doesn't support Firefox.
Right. By the way, this is Dave again. Thanks, Bill. But I know Murray was trying to get on the call. But Natalie, was he able to get on the call, or he had something else to do, or there was a technology issue?
As far as I know, he tried to get on the call. It's basically he sent me an email saying so and couldn't get on it.
Mm. All right.
He got a message, basically. He tried to phone in, and he tried to get on to here. And when he tried to get on to the application, the ReadyTalk application, it kept kicking him out.
Oh.
I told him he may need to register. He said he's already done so. So I can't tell you more than that.
All right. Well, I guess something else also to try to figure out. This is Dave, by the way. Okay, I think we've covered practically all the things we wanted to talk about, ReadyTalk. any other final comments or observations here? I think we can. I'll try to write up a summary again. And put it up on the wiki, and all of us could, of course, add or edit any comments on this. Anything else? So, kind of going once. Well, I guess somebody has to raise their hand to do this. Actually, as presenters, you can't raise hands, actually. I just noticed that. Let me see. Nope, you can't. Only attendees could raise hands.
Dev, it's Glenn. I would suggest emailing or look at their FAQs on ReadyTalk to see if they deal with that issue that Bill was bringing up, because it may be something they have a workaround. I'm not sure, but I would think they must have encountered this problem before.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. Thanks, Glenn. And I'll do some more checking up on some of those links there, in terms of the redtalk.com/support and so on. It's just that it does also raise a little more difficulty to actually join these rooms, to join the ReadyTalk, I should say. Each of us has to get an individual login URL, as opposed to just
right.
joining a room like Lucid Rooms or Adobe Connect Room and so on. So it's a kind of a potentially, there's no way to easily share that link. You know, it's like when the ATRT meeting 2 starts, and what's the AC room link? Click, share it on Skype and to everybody, and everybody can join. This is not like that. You have to, you got to register, you got to get a unique URL and then click on that in your email when you got it. So, all right, that's another point to note though. Sorry.
But Dev, this leads to a larger question, because I remember a discussion when we weren't necessarily looking to get all the features of Adobe Connect. Maybe something a little lighter that could be used effectively. Now, we seem to be heading back to a position where we're looking at what this does as opposed to Adobe Connect. So, and this is why I think I said before, I think there is a general description of what, as users, we'd like to see, but maybe probably a little more specificity in terms of what it is that the users, you know, whether we want a cheaper version or a lighter version of Adobe Connect, you know, what it is exactly we're looking for in terms of our conference.
Point taken, Lance. This is Dave. Well, again, the criterion is up on the wiki, so it's really just a good, I highly recommend we go to the wiki and make any changes, suggestions there. But I take your point. And I guess I'm comparing it to Adobe Connect. I keep comparing it to Adobe Connect. It's because it's what everybody is used to. It's a baseline from which everybody is using and so forth. And we'll continue to use. It's not like these things are going to replace Adobe Connect as such. So, but I mean, if there's going to be a switch to say, well, let's say a working group is going to try to use this, they're going to be basing their experiences on Adobe Connect because that's what they've been used to all this for quite a few years now.
And the functionality has been available therein.
That's right. So if there's functionality in a conferencing solution that offers better ways to get the job done in terms of working together and doing a meeting and so forth, then great. But if it's, how should I put it? If it's just a different way of doing the same thing, it's not. I guess it's not that from my perspective, anyway, not that compelling. Unless there was some sort of clear benefit. It didn't use plugins, for example, or something. You know, something like that.
Right.
Okay. I think we have spent. We're now coming 9 minutes past the hour here. Although we did start late, and I think we could close off the meeting now. I think we've gone through this ready talk thoroughly, though. We've seen the benefits, the downsides. So I do encourage everybody to, when the wiki page goes up on the ready talk, to add their own observations and so on. And our next conference call would be next week, which will be a regular call using the Lucid system. Again, do review our action items. And because Lance, I know you have some action items there. So, okay, with that, I think we can close off this call. Thanks, everyone, for taking the time to test this out.
Thank you so much.
All right.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Bye-bye.
Take care.
Okay. Thanks, everybody.